Good morning. November 16th, 6:56 a.m., almost 7 o'clock. The day is slipping away, in part because I slept until 5:30. Let's see what's going on today. Yesterday, I wrote, if I wrote 100 words, it would be a miracle. What I got into yesterday was doing the math. And I realized that one of the problems that I had was that I'm talking about this bay of water, this body of ocean, and I don't really know what it looks like. I have a rough idea in my mind. I have a rough map that I put together years ago, but I don't really know in detail what it looks like. When I started thinking about having a long sea voyage, which is what this story really is about, is a 20-odd day sea story, the problem I ran into when I started looking at the map was that I realized that the map represented about a 3-day sail. So what I needed to do was to fix the map and get a feel for the environment that I'm going into so I can get a handle on where and what. And it took me pretty much most of the day. It was a wonderful day, a very creative day, frustrating day because I couldn't get the tools to do what I wanted them to do, I'd go through it and get almost to the end and realize I botched an earlier step or I had something I didn't like or whatever. So I redrew the map about, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. And then finally last night around 11 o'clock, I got it to where I wanted it. And today I'm going to go through and do some things like extract the Ravenwood section, extract the ports, the northern ports, I'm amazed. It was so much fun to do, and I think it came out pretty good. So we'll see what anybody else thinks. It's a full globe world map with lines of latitude and longitude. I need to put a compass rose on it. I need to put the name of the map on it. I need to label the major countries, and I need to put on the capital cities. And I don't think I'm going to go beyond that for this level of the exercise. Later, I need to, for the next level, I'll need to add some roads. But I'll be working on a smaller scale as well. So that's cool. But wow, what a lot of fun. So very little writing done. What I did get done was anchoring the story. And one of the problems that I've got is that if I don't know where I am, it's hard to know what I'm doing. So this is something that probably shouldn't have burned a full NaNoWriMo day on, but the reality was that without burning the day, I don't know where I am, what I'm doing, either in the current book, even really in the last book, and certainly not in the next book. So I've got a much better handle on what we're doing and how it's working. It's a gorgeous, clear, calm morning this morning. It looks like the City of Greeley is on its way around. I saw a couple of loaders in the corner, around the corner from the house. So it looks like they're going to come and pick up stuff today. I'm going to need to drag some of the easy work off site, get that out to the curb where it makes sense for it to be. We got a guy coming with a chainsaw later this morning, so today's not going to be a real big production day. That's all right. That's all right. The other thing I need to do, as I think it was Joyce who pointed out, working through, toughing it out, it's not really viable. what I'll do is I'll go get the thing, and then I'll give her the box to wrap to put under the Christmas tree, because I really do need that keyboard now. I didn't do a lot of keyboarding yesterday. Mostly it was mousing, trackballing, really. I don't use a mouse. I use a trackball. I find that to be much easier to control and requires a lot less lower arm movement. It's become such second nature now that I have trouble using regular mice. It's silly. So yeah, I'll post the map somewhere. Probably put it on Lammas Wood. Put a link in the show notes. Just as it sits right now, probably. Although it looks sharp if I could get the names on it, so perhaps I'll do that and then post it. Before I can do any of that, I've got to get home, get this podcast up, and then take daughter to school. And then I can come home and probably take daughter number two to school. I've got a couple of books I have to ship, so I'll print off some labels and kill a couple of birds with one stone that way. Today is Wednesday, so I don't have to go out tonight. I do have to pick up one kid at 3, and that's about it for travel for the day. I'm going to make some chicken soup for supper. So yeah, this drawing of maps has been a terrible, terrible time sink. But what a lot of fun. I cannot believe it. I joined a forum called the Cartographers Guild, and they gave me some, they have all these wonderful map drawing tutorials. And the one I chose was an atlas style. So it's got the little, you know, it's got the oceans in blue. It's got a little texture in the bottom of the ocean. It's got hills and mountains, forests and green. It's got deserts. I can't tell you how much fun, that was. God. Anyway, I think in a lot of ways, in spite of the fact that it's not getting many words done, it is anchoring me, as I said, about 17 times already. But the other thing it's doing is giving me a certain amount of refreshing break. I've taken breaks from actually writing, but what I was doing was trying to go through, and I was agonizing over this, that, or the other thing. I had a very zen-like day of, what is this world, and how does it work, and where are the big rivers, and where are the countries? I've talked about a couple of countries, the eastern reaches and the southern lands. I actually gave the Southern Lands, a name. There's two of them. I may need to rename the Eastern Reaches to be something land-like. Let's see how this all works out. I don't know. I'm trying to hurry to get home. I'm late this morning, so I've got to get back. I may not have time to post this before I have to leave and take the elder daughter to school. Unless she decides to be sick today while the other two decide to go. Either way, she's sick. She's going back to bed. She'll be quiet. I think what she's doing is playing hooky, but what I've discovered is that if I force her to go to school, then about an hour into the day, I get a call from the nurse. She's just thrown up, or she's having a migraine, or whatever. So you really need to go to school. Come on, get up, get moving, get in the car. That doesn't work. I mean, it works. It gets you there. She seldom stays. So it's not really worth the fight. Oh, the sun is up quite high this morning. Trees are all pretty much bare, the deciduous ones anyway. Winds over the last couple of days have pretty much stripped out every leaf, at least on this line of trees. There's some leaves on that one right there. I see some leaves on some of the shrubbery ahead as well. It's cold this morning. It's 20 degrees. A bit chillier than we've been used to. So, what else am I thinking about? Yeah, I'm really not thinking about too much, to tell you the truth. It's one of those mornings where I'm just kind of one step at a time kind of days. I really do need to get back into the writing, and I will do that today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see what the map looks like. See how far I go. I don't have very much further to get it done. I do want to log back in, do some work. I got to print some labels, ship some books. I got a bunch of little chores that need to get done this morning. Do most of those while people are still getting ready to work at school. I should be able to start serious working around 9. So I still got a couple hours to dribble around a bit. I do want to go to the store, get some fruit. This sugar in the fruit is probably not helping. But that was the other thing. I got up late this morning, forgot to weigh in. I'm doing a very careful ingestion model of diet. That is, I'm paying attention to how many calories a day. Should be around 1,800 to 2,000 if I'm doing it right. The beer is gone for the time being. The carbohydrates and starches, I'm eating very little in terms of potatoes, rice, and bread. Mostly sweet potatoes. And a bagel. Once in a while. I didn't have a bagel yesterday. I don't think I had a bagel the day before. That one bowl of cereal in the morning has got enough fiber and sugar in it to get me through the day. So I try not to get too much more than a bowl of cereal in the morning. One of the things that I ran across was the benefits of almonds and a diet that includes 2 ounces of almonds a day. So I've got a scale. I've been measuring out. I got a bag of roasted unsalted almonds. And that gives me a little crunchy snack. 2 ounces of almonds turns out to be quite a pile. And I put them on the counter beside the grapes. So at least part of the time, when I reach for a snack, it's an almond and not a grape. And it works out pretty well so far. Geez. It is the season for the geese. When we first moved out here, the sound of the geese was just, it was something I couldn't ever get enough of. It's still quite shocking to me. I always saw geese when I was a kid, but in Maine. But there were, you know, it's like there was a couple dozen of them, maybe five or six in a string or something like that. Here there's hundreds of them. Hundreds. All winter long. There are little catch basin ponds around the city, and they tend not to freeze over solid for the entire year. They have a little crust of ice, but they tend not to just completely freeze over. As a result, the waterfowl congregate in these holes, and they get quite messy. In the spring, you're out walking around, cropping the grass, and crapping on the sidewalks. It's really something to see. The amount of waste that a flock of 1,000 geese makes. You see a couple of hundred of them lift off the pond at the same time and go circling around in a cloud before they get lined up, honking and yelling and carrying on. It's really something to see. And here, I wonder if one of these days, I wonder if I can get that on record. Maybe take my Zoom down. See if I can record that sound. Goes a flicker. It is getting into bird migration season. November, actually, it's getting pretty much past bird migration season. Northern birds coming south. Any of them that have any distance to go have already gone. A lot of what's happening now here, the geese are gathering. The robins, we'll have robins all winter. Starlings have moved south. Grackles have moved south. There's still a lot of sparrows. Beautiful day. Cold day, but a beautiful day. Tell how late I am because everybody and his brother is starting up cars and opening garage doors as I'm walking by. Luckily, I'm on the opposite side of the street. Cold enough that the water running out of the neighbor's sump pump froze on its way across the street this morning. That's chilly. And I am at the back gate again. Yeah, it'd be good to get some of this stuff out of here today. But back gate, tomorrow is another day.